Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Priddy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Priddy. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim French. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Coggins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wagner. Unser reaches second base with a double. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Epstein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bob Priddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Priddy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. One out. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French takes first base on ball 4. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. French moves to second. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up towards the mound. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard fires to first and has Alomar trapped. There's the throw to Coggins, who tags Alomar for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from French and he is out, Coggins applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Unser moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Unser scores. Epstein moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. French strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. French settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein fields the ball and throws to Howard covering. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from French and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from French and he is safe. Alomar steals third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alomar scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ward takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to third. Bradford moves to second. Dick Bossman now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud strikes out. There goes Unser. The throw from Josephson to Aparicio, and Unser is out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen now playing second base. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Pete Ward now playing first base. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMullen is hit by the pitch. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, French hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats French for the out. McMullen moves to second. Two outs. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossman fires over to first and Coggins covering first, drops the ball. That's an error on Coggins. Alomar moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gary Holman pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Gary Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman hits a fly ball towards right. Wagner settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wagner. Holman moves to second. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Dick Bossman. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens takes first base on ball 4. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. Holman moves to third. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Ed Stroud. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. Holman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Sam Bowens now playing right field. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ward strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry pinch runs for Leon Wagner. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles fires to first and has Berry trapped. There's the throw to Hansen, who tags Berry for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing right field. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Epstein strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Alomar is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.